KUSM San Francisco!
Musicologists, hundreds of years from now, as they look back on the rock and roll of the after millennium years, be talking nonstop about the Pipettes? Probably not. Does it really matter? No question. It doesn't matter at all. Because the great thing about rock and roll is that it can be layers and layers deep. Or it can just be fun. And the Pipettes are kind of, well, they fool you in that way. Because you think, chick band, not much in the way of, you know, brilliance or great songwriting. And then you talk to them and you find out that, well, they're not just, you know, they weren't just put together as a girl group by any stretch of anyone's imagination. There's a lot more to it. But I will leave it to them to tell you on this thing that I, Dennis the Menace, like to call Just Another Menace Sunday. Hour number one, interviews with rock and rollers of note. Hour number two, all new melodic rock and roll a la Dennis the Menace. I was seeing, I believe it was Mondo Diao at South by Southwest at a Filter magazine sponsored show. And someone said, oh, you've got to see the Pipettes. They're going on before. And I said, the who? And they said, the Pipettes, they're fun. And so I stayed, and I watched them. And I saw Riot Becky, and Gueno, and Rose, as they pronounce their names, backed up by a band I love the name called The Cassette. And I thought, when they come to San Francisco, when they actually release the record here, A, we'll try to be the first to play it, and B, we're going to have to talk to them. And so both happened. They are remixing their full CD for America. We've got an EP. They did a live show at Amoeba and then another one at the Rickshaw Stop. We caught them at Amoeba. And so without further ado, let's talk to and listen to the musical sandwich, which is really fun, put together by the Pipettes on Just Another Menace Sunday.
Hi, I'm Gwenno.
I'm Riot Becky.
And I'm Rosie.
Okay, see, now this is the test. Nobody said what band you're in. No. So you could be in Rosie and the Riveters for all we know.
But I'm not. I'm in the Pipettes.
Thank you. We've been saved by Rosie. Now, am I wrong that many of these songs have been out for at least a couple of years in different forms? There's been limited edition EPs and singles and stuff. And here we are in America, and we still only have four songs. Am I right?
You're right there. Yes. Well, the songs that we've been playing for nearly 3.5 years, some of them. And yeah, we just got the opportunity to release the album last year, and we're getting the opportunity to release it here this year. So it's all been quite a sort of gradual process.
A long road.
Yeah, but all the better for it, I think.
Hmm. Yeah, it's given us the opportunity to kind of do everything instead of rushing everything. We kind of know where we are a bit better. And yeah, I
mean, we're in a back room of a record store. That's where we are, with the most uncomfortable chairs you could possibly imagine. And well,
we kind of know ourselves a lot better, and I think now that we're here in America, it's important for us to kind of be a bit more of a united situation than perhaps we were
united
in the past.
In the United States.
Yeah.
So we're fine, you know, we've got no expectations.
That's the thing. We never came to America thinking, oh, America, amazing, we're going to have so many opportunities now. We're just like, oh, brilliant, another place.
Yeah.
That's it. We're not arrogant enough to presume.
I think that's the Pipettes t-shirt right there. It says the Pipettes on the front, on the back it says, oh, brilliant, another place.
Yeah, we're just not arrogant enough to think that every place is going to make us loads of money. It's just like, wicked, oh man, more audience, fantastic. Yeah. Like, we actually get to play more shows. That's what it's about to us.
So there's no bio, there's just kind of a mini history of rock and roll on your website.
Yeah.
And so let's get the story straight, since people have read, I think I went to page last night at midnight, I was at page 22 of Google, reading reviews and just trying to catch up, because I try to do an interview that actually doesn't ask you the same crapola over and over again. Mm-hmm. But I will again anyway. So Monster Bobby came up with the concept for a modern Phil Spector band, right?
No, half right.
Good. See, in the part of the question, it says, am I right so far? That's my way of saying that all you can get, you know, if you're my audience and they're trying to find out about you right now, there's not a lot for them to find out. So help them out a little bit. Tell them how long you were each in jail, you know, all the important stuff.
Well, I mean, for one, it was Bobby and Julia that came up with the idea together.
Yeah. Former lead singer, yes.
Yes. Well, not lead, just one of the...
never been a lead singer.
But you see, this is why I want to conjure up a little bit of energy here, because...
Yeah. The real story is this band is not about lead singers or secret, like, kind of puppeteers or, you know, shadowy Sven Gali, Phil Spector-y people. It's about a concept and a seven-piece, shared collective.
Yes.
And that's literally the point.
Yeah.
What a concept, because I haven't seen that written anywhere. Have you?
Well, I mean, I think we sort of, we do make that point every interview that we have.
Yeah.
So unless
so what happens? It magically disappears.
But that's the thing, obviously. I mean, we are the sort of front people and spokespeople of the band. But we do speak for seven people, and that's important. And actually, it's a real strength of ours as a band, I think, that we do have both boys and girls in it.
And isn't that the biggest challenge, to make sure that people see you as a band?
It's one of the challenges, but I think the biggest challenge is for us to try and write good pop songs. I don't think the challenge is there to sort of... I mean, we're not very interested in sort of proving our credibility or anything like that, you know. It's not part of what we do in the slightest. What we're interested in is creating new music and new things, you know, as a seven-piece band, and sort of utilising all of what we have musically and mentally.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're interested in. And it's probably part of the reason why, you know, we are the front people of the band as well, because then people can take it as they will. You know, there's no sort of big thing to understand, because that's for us to function. It's not for people to sort of, you know, believe in how real we are.
Wow, I'm just gonna make sure we are. Wow, we're actually recording. This thing called Pro Tools, this will all come out. When you hear it, it will be so smooth, you won't believe it. You will sound so good. We'll just change the voices.
Can you?
We'll put your voice in your voice, and we'll, you know, we'll dub it in. So it's interesting, because I went and looked, and everybody you've toured with, I've had the pleasure of aiming this microphone at. Go Team, British Sea Power, Magic Numbers have all been part of my life over the past year or two, and British Sea Power and their trees, give me a break. They're insane. But what was the reaction of the audiences to come to see those bands, except for Go Team, which I could see Go Team, you know, but Magic Numbers, they're their own, you know, their own thing, and British Sea Power, well, they're really in their own thing. So what's it like when you were touring with them and audiences suddenly saw you come on?
It's brilliant. It's like we've never been the band that need to play with bands that are like us, because we haven't ever met a band that's like us, and we've supported hardcore punk bands. You know, it's like it's more to do with us being able to get in front of as many different types of people as possible. And the great thing with our music is it's so universal that you will definitely win over a percentage of that audience, whether they like it or not. Like, they'll kind of sit there and be like, no, I'm not going to get into it, and then damn it, they'll get into it. And I think that's really, really interesting. You know, if we always played with pop bands, then we wouldn't, what would be the point? Do you know what I mean?
And I think it also taught us a lot about performing, and was a really, really great sort of learning experience to share the same stage with very different kinds of musicians with different ideas, and still somehow manage to communicate with the audiences that came to those shows.
So South by Southwest, what was it like to be the Pipettes in amongst all of these, quote, and I know from whence you came, but perception reality, right? You know, you pass those bars on 6th Street and you hear the music coming out, and there was, I mean, Great Britain was every year gets represented more and more and more thanks to the BBC and all that. But what was it like to be the Pipettes in amongst all of that indie rock?
Again, as Becky says, you know, we've never played with bands that are particularly like us. So we're never sort of, oh gosh, we're in the middle of all these bands that are nothing like
we're the wrong in the wrong place or any of that stuff.
But we sort of enjoy that, even if we become aware of it. You know, it's never like we've never felt in place to feel out of place, really.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But you know, the other thing is, now was that your first US performance at South by Southwest?
No, it wasn't. Done two of our own sold out shows in Brooklyn, and then we supported Amy Winehouse in New York, so that was pretty amazing to then go from that to South by Southwest and have every one of those rammed full of people as well. It was just like, wow, maybe there's space for us in this country after all. Fantastic. You know,
I think we can find at least, you know, three chairs. If we found three chairs and a big record store, I can give you that. Yeah, and a wreck of an office. Does it get any more glamorous than this? So tell me about the plans, because what I think people are going to get out of this interview is that the perception that's been written of, well, some guy forms a chick band and, you know, and he's the, you know, he's the George Martin and he's the this and he's the that. But so the EP's out and people get two songs that are on the album, and then they get two that they haven't heard, which my daughter, I was playing for my 6-year-old daughter, who's now walking around singing Your Kisses Are Wasted on Me. Right. How do you feel about how this is all being done, that the album has been out in England, and that if somebody wants it here, they have to pay $30 to get it, but they can have your four songs?
We weren't on a major label. Yeah. We were on an independent label in England, where we had an England release, and then eventually we managed to get support from a European company and then able to release it there. It's very small stages. You know, if we'd have been signed to some huge kind of like publishing house and then been able to release it everywhere, then we would have done that. But that's not feasible. And it's never worried us at all. You know, we're just, like I said, it's like, you know, we like taking things in different steps, and we've always had a kind of very punk DIY ethos. And this is the first time ever that we've kind of felt like we can put our idea into the capability of somebody else's hands. And I think that's a really, really nice thing. But I mean, that's why we're remixing the album and adding a couple of songs onto it, is to make the album different, you know, for us and for other people, because it has been out. And if they do want it, they can get it through whichever means they feel that they want to do that.
I was watching the video for ABC, and it occurred to me that what you really need to do is have your own television show, like The Monkees.
Absolutely.
So what do you think? Tell me about the TV show. What's it going to be like, and who are you each going to play? And
it's just going to be a musical.
Yeah,
we've actually discussed
we've
this.
We've discussed it. Yeah, no TV show, just a musical.
Man, I thought it was my idea. Now I am really bummed.
No, it's kind of going to be. It's a musical.
I'm going to cry now.
It's going to be a musical about superheroes. I think, with superpowers.
Who do you? Okay, so what are your superpowers?
We have gone through this before, haven't
what
we?
What can you do? Come on, I'm ready.
I can kick people in the face.
Mm-hmm. You know, somehow I'm not surprised.
My superpower is just boring people to death.
Boring people
to
death?
I don't know what mine
she did.
Was.
That's a superpower.
Shouting. It was deafening people.
Yeah, that was it.
Deafening people. Yeah,
yeah. It's like only baddies, yeah. Not nice people, no. Just the baddies. That would be my power.
Like with your voice.
Yeah. Cool.
I interviewed the Go-Go's a couple of years ago, and you know, they're still playing after 27 years.
Wow.
After We Got the Beat came out 27 years ago, and I was old enough to be playing that in the club, scarily enough, so I remember that. Belinda Carlisle lives in France. Jane Wiedlin comes from South America, and then they come out, and they do their thing every summer. So 27 years from now, where are you going to be living, and what are you going to be doing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
your superhero powers be gone by then?
No, they'll just be on ice.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even think that far.
Does it blow you away? 27 years, and they're still.
I don't know. I think there's something great.
People thought.
That's the thing. Just because it's so polished and so perfect, you know. Right. But there's room for that, and I think there's far too much sort of emphasis on look how you know. Punk or how real something is, and let's forget about that and let's just sort of create good pop songs, you know. And it doesn't matter, none of that matters, because we are a 7-piece band and we've all come from very sort of different backgrounds, and that's all there is to it really, and everyone really enjoys being creative as well, and you know, whenever anybody's got the time, you know, to make some songs. But it's perfect. I mean, the main focus is the Pipettes, and that's the most important thing to us all.
We have a little secret. We've done it with over 100 bands, and we call it a musical sandwich. It's two of your songs as the bread, and then as many songs by other bands and other artists, anything you want to play in between, no matter what you tell me to play.
Play Pool Shapes. I think that's always worth a play.
Yeah.
Winter Sky.
Yeah,
okay.
Since it's middle of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Bikini Kill.
Carnival.
Definitely.
Nice.
I would like to hear, which I won't hear at all, A Tame Lad by Dat Bluggy.
Okay.
Who Knows Where Time Goes with Sandy Denny in Fairport Convention.
Sweet Skinny, Dig Me Out. Paul Robeson, It Ain't Necessarily So.
Yeah.
La Pump by Smoosh.
Yeah.
Jake Thackeray's La Di Da. That's a beautiful song.
Is it the Chai Lights or the Chi Lights? I never know.
Chai Lights.
Yes. Stoned Out of My Mind.
Laurie Anderson's Superman.
I
sky. All the birds are leaving, but how can they know it's time for them to go? Your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know it's time for them to go.
agree that we're in love, we'll have to face the la-di-da. The I wash all of the fancy pantomime. I love you very much. I'll try love, I'll bill and coo with your gruesome Auntie Susan. I'll stay calm, I'll play it cool. I'll let your tetchy uncles get me back across my heart. And I shan't get shirty when they say I look peculiar. I'll be nice to your mother, I'll come all over la-di-da. Although she always gets up me nose, I love you very much. And so I'll smile and I'll acquiesce when she invites me to caress her scabby cat. I'll sit still while she knits and witters cross my heart. And I shan't lay a finger on the crabby old bat face. I'll be polite to your daddy, frightfully la-di-da. Although he always bores me to my boots, I love you very much. And so I won't boo and hiss when he starts to reminisce. I won't drop off, I won't flare up the runs he used to score and how he won the war cross my heart. But I'll have to grit me teeth when he goes on about his rupture. I'll behave at the wedding breakfast, I'll be la-di-da. So help me, hearty toasts and risky jokes, I love you very much. So help me, I'll force a laugh for the flicking photographs. So have no fear, I won't turn tail. I won't run amok when the females chuck confetti in my ears. And cross me heart, love, I'll keep off the pale ale when we're off on our own. No more la-di-bloody-da. I promise we just won't have the time. We won't have time for such fancy pantomimes. I love you far too much.
Go in. Stone out of my mind.
You got me going.
Stone out of my mind.
You got me
Right, Becky. And Rosé.
From the Pipettes. Dennis the Menace doesn't think our kisses would be wasted on him, even if it was only for a one-night stand.
Does he always have a dirty mind? Because it's not love, but it's still a feeling.
Does he always get bands to read silly IDs containing their song titles? If he does, then he better be playing a Pipettes song after we finish, or we will be pulling him into some new shapes.
Superman. Oh, John. Yeah.
good to you. Here come the plane. So you better get ready, ready to go. You can come as you are, but pay as you go. Pay as you go. Okay, who is this really? And the voice said, this is the hand that takes. This is the hand. Petrochemical arms.
Now we're agreed that we're in love. We'll have to face the la-di-da, the eyewash, all of the fancy pantomime. I love you very much.
She was cold and all alone. Doopy, doopy, doop, doop. Hadn't been there long and didn't know what to say. So she sat in the corner of the room. Doopy, doopy, doop, doop. She figured if she didn't move, no one would notice her.
your little tighter, eyes a little brighter, because it's not love, but it's still a feeling. No, it's not love, but my body's reeling. Till we're closer next to you. It's not love, but it's still a feeling. No, it's not love, but my body's reeling. To move closer next to you. 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 Next to you.
Take what you can get, that's what I say. I agree with the Pipettes there. That song, the end of their musical sandwich on Just Another Menace Sunday following their interview. I love the line where they say in We Are the Pipettes, "We're three of the most beautiful girls you will ever meet." Go to menaceaddict.com, take a look under interviews and decide for yourself. In their musical sandwich, the Pipettes played a few of their tracks at the end there, one you can get only on their EP, and some that will be on their upcoming album, currently available as an import. Pipettes with Because It's Still Not Love, But It's Still a Feeling. They also did Guess Who Ran Off with the Milkman and Winter Sky. In their musical sandwich, Laurie Anderson, Oh Superman, Chai Lights, Stoned Out of My Mind. Title track from their album, We Are the Pipettes. Jake Thackeray. Boy, was that hard to find. So sorry about the bootlegged version. What a great track. I'm going to get the original of that, of La Ti Da. Smoosh, La Pump. Slater Kinney, Dig Me Out. Fairport Convention featuring Sandy Denny. Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Bikini Kill and Carnival. And again, from the debut album by the Pipettes, will be out soon as a full length here in America. Pull Shapes. If you have any questions, any thoughts, any opinions on my interview with the Pipettes, please email me, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, at menaceaddict.com, M-E-N-A-C-E-A-T-T-I-C.com. Hour number one of Just Another Menace Sunday. Next week will be a band from Los Angeles we had here in Studio C. Great fun to talk to. They are called Seawolf. They're from Los Angeles. We're going to do something good. Be back with hour number two. All new melodic rock and roll here on Just Another Menace Sunday.
Having a companion can make all the difference when a person is faced with a chronic and life-threatening HIV infection. PAWS, also known as Pets Are Wonderful Support, is a nonprofit group that cares for the pets of people struggling with HIV and AIDS. More than 200 volunteers go to the homes of clients who are incapacitated by illness. PAWS volunteers help with veterinarian trips, feeding and cleaning, grooming, dog walking, and more. PAWS is one of the beneficiaries of the San Francisco Bay Guardian Community Fund. For more information on how you can support PAWS, call the Community Fund at 415-255-3100. That's 415-255-3100. brought to you by your four-legged friends here at 90.3 KUSF.
It's time for hour number two of this thing that I, Dennis the Menace, like to call Just Another Menace Sunday, where we play new melodic rock and roll, which is basically like hanging out in my living room and me saying, hey, listen to these cool CDs I've got. So without further ado, Mr. Engineer, would you please hit CD number two right now?